This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's already Wednesday, 2nd of July, 2003. I'm launching straight into the news and information today. Pro-life women shift to the majority. Well, they've always been the majority, but it doesn't matter. If the majority of people are against abortion, or if the majority of people are for abortion, it doesn't matter. In a constitutional republic with a rule of law, the minority is protected as well as the majority. But we always see these articles about what the majority wants. Well, the majority wanted to keep black people as slaves. Would we do it? If the majority wanted to arrest Jews and take them away to homeland security centers, would we do it? Well, now the majority is being trained that homeschoolers and Christians and gun owners should be arrested. We have FEMA on tape, people. They're teaching this concentration camp mindset all over the country right now to your police. So my point here is that babies are human beings in the womb as much as they are out of the womb, and they all say, oh, look, will there be a shift for pro-life now because most American women are against abortion? But again, they could then create a poll that says women love abortion or for abortion. It doesn't matter. If the general public is for killing one particular group of society, they can't do that even if 51% of them want it, because we're not a dirty democracy. We're a republic, a constitutional republic. So I'll talk more about this today. Pro-life women shift to majority. It is a good story, a good report. We already knew this was the case because it's a testament to the pro-lifers, those that love life, that have been exposing this heinous practice, this most heinous of practices, the killing of the young, 50-plus million of them in this country alone, and the UN, of course, out promoting it worldwide and Bush signing on to it. So that's coming up. Talking about the culture of death, half of Swiss deaths dubbed suicide. Half of Swiss deaths dubbed suicide. Half of their deaths, and it's assisted suicide. So the Swiss have got it right when it comes to having a low crime rate because their whole population is armed, but they're also socialistic, and the government is killing the people, and in many cases, even when they don't want the euthanasia. It's now happening in this country as well, as Wesley Smith at the Wall Street Journal has documented. Big news story, U.S. develops urban surveillance system. This is out of the Associated Press. It's the Total Information Awareness Network that got into a lot of trouble. Now it's known as Operation Talon, now in operation via the reincarnated Total Information Awareness Network / TIPS program known as Talon. Well, I have the DARPA report, and we're posting it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's a lengthy DARPA report. This new system to track and trace everything you do, everywhere your car goes, and they've already put the system in. Now they're just announcing it, see? The total surveillance control taxation slave system. This is the Associated Press, Michael J. Sniffen, and I'll cover that when we get back and then go over the information pamphlet. Board Agency Announcement 03-15, BAA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA. and just a bunch of other news. Defense Department tied into radical Muslim groups. Of course they are. Running the terror control system. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you prepared? Seems that more terrorism on our soil is inevitable. Chemical attacks, biological, nuclear. Who knows for sure what dangers lie ahead for America? Recent articles have pointed to vulnerability in our agricultural industry. An attack on our food supply would be devastating. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute has been alerting people to this very real possibility for years. She's helped many of us to prepare for these threats to our survival. Call the ARC Institute today at 1-800-255-1912 and ask about protecting your family's food supply with heirloom seeds. Heirloom seeds have been carefully passed down from generation to generation, preserving America's ability to feed herself. We've certainly been getting some conflicting advice from Washington on how to protect against biological and chemical attacks. Jerry can help here too. The book, Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, will give you all the information you'll need to ensure your family's safety. They say you can't buy happiness, but peace of mind is available at the ARC Institute. Call the ARC Institute today, toll-free, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, the 2nd of July, 2003. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and InfoWars.net. And on PrisonPlanet.com, you'll be able to go and read about DARPA. Their Total Information Awareness Network got into some trouble, so they're just calling it Operation Talon. And they're calling the different operations they're running just by new names. But I wanted to read to you out of the Associated Press what they have to say about this system that's already been deployed against you and your family, put in over the last decade. U.S. develops urban surveillance system. The Pentagon is developing an urban surveillance system that would use computers and thousands of cameras to track, record, and analyze the movement of every vehicle in a foreign city. Dubbed combat zones that see The project is designed to help the U.S. military protect troops and fight in cities overseas. Police scientists and privacy experts say the unclassified technology could easily be adapted to spy on Americans. The project's centerpiece is groundbreaking computer software that is capable of automatically identifying vehicles by size, color, shape, and license tag, or drivers and passengers by face. Now, hold your horses right there. Everybody, let's just stop right there. If you type in Total Information Awareness Network into a search engine, you will pull up tens of thousands of links. Thousands of mainstream news stories, official DARPA press conferences, C-SPAN video clips where they say that the Total Information Awareness Network is to watch every citizen, to scan your face, to scan your license plate, to track your movements. They say to even know your brain activity. They're already mounting in the airports NASA brain scanning systems, face scanning cameras on rural roads, already going in. Systems that scan your license plates, going in from San Antonio, Texas, to Des Moines, Iowa, to Indiana. We've got all the news articles. They said, Admiral Poindexter, the convicted felon who runs it, said, we're going to watch you, we're going to listen to every call you make, every fax you send, every email you send, every radio show, we're going to track everything with the Echelon computers. There was massive backlash against it, and so they went, okay, it's not the Total Information Awareness Network. It's the Terrorism Information Network. Okay, it's not the TIPS program. It's the Talon program. Okay. And then they say this is for overseas. In fact, they say in this lengthy four-page AP article, but I have the actual DARPA report here. It's about 40 pages long. You can read it at prisonplanet.com. That's where it's posted. When you look at this and you look at, again, the spin and the lying here, they talk about how this is to occupy a city, to occupy a country, to control an occupied population. They say we need this in Iraq to track every face, to scan every citizen's face, to issue them ID cards, to have face scanning cameras everywhere, to scan their cars or license plates. This is how we occupy. In fact, the Defense Department, there's a quote by a general in one of the articles here where he says, we will impose our will on whoever we wish. We will occupy countries. We will dominate populations. And they've already put the system in here, folks. You go read what DARPA is saying. Oh, it's for overseas, for the occupied, conquered lands. And then you look at where it's been tested and put in place and being used. There are now hundreds of towns and cities with face scanning cameras. They're putting them up on side roads. Austin, Texas, I remember 5 years ago, 1998, I have the Austin American Statesman front page article with photographs of it in Police State 2000, where they say that hundreds of thousands of dollars, $840,000 a year, and it's been funded now for the last 5 years, of microphones are being put up in Austin. Thousands of microphones, and now at least 1,000 cameras. And guess who runs the program? 5 years ago, guess what the Statesman says? DARPA. You see, we are occupied people, and they're telling us, we want to get rid of posse comitatus. We want the troops on the streets for your safety to protect you from terrorists. It was all being set up long before 911, people. They were training the troops. The terrorists coming. They're going to take the rights. There's going to be biological releases. We're going to have to confiscate the guns so there's not rioting. We're going to have forced inoculations. And now they've passed the laws to do it. But again, these laws, you can say that all black people are slaves. You can say that abortion's good. You can say anything you want to say. It doesn't mean that it is in accordance with the Bill of Rights or Constitution, basic human dignity. You know, Hitler said that it was legal and lawful to kill people he didn't like, but we all know that he was a crook, a criminal, a murderer. Mao Zedong said it was, you know, he was the official government. He's going to kill 50 million of you. He's going to take you off your farms and force you into co-ops. He's going to take all your kids from you at age five, put them into dormitories to be little brainwashed servants of the secret police. Does that make it okay? Does that make it legitimate? So they say they're taking care of us, and they try to tell us we're going to watch everything you do and track and trace, and people go, well, wait a minute, we have a Fourth Amendment. You can't do that. You can't do that to us. Think about it. And so they come out and say, okay, well then, we need all these billions more funding, and then $6 plus billion funding for BioShield and the forced inoculation, and $2.4 billion a year to fund checkpoints under Seatbelt Initiative. You read the actual plan, it says it's about training you for internal checkpoints and for searches of your cars and national compulsory service. You'll have to go serve at the checkpoints for no pay and help search vehicles one day a week. I mean, this ain't America, folks. This is a melding of the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, China, everything we've ever seen bad. And then we've got these people parading around talking about how conservative they are, and you're liberal if you say we're losing rights. We're liberal? You hear Ann Coulter and the Savages and the Limbaughs and the you hear these people on the air, and they say there's no CFR. They say there's no New World Order. They say the Patriot Act doesn't take any of your rights. I mean, people, don't listen to me. Don't listen to them. Go read Board Agency Announcement 03-15, BAA-03-15, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA. You know, I scanned over this thing yesterday and looked over it this morning briefly, and, I mean, it's just full of nightmares. And it's exactly that they say it's for occupying a country, tracking and tracing digitally every citizen in a cashless society control grid. They use those terms. And they put the exact thing in here. And they've said, DARPA has said it's for you. It's not like I'm saying this is for you and they set it up. They said it's for you. They said everything you do is going to be watched in an attempted chilling effect. That's why they announced this. I mean, 6 years ago, I'd get on the radio and go, echelon, these satellites and antenna farms, ring the globe from Antarctica to England. They're watching everything. They're listening to everything. You know, they're tracking and tracing, and people call in. I heard kooks talk about that. That doesn't exist. Well, it's admitted that that exists, and they now admit it's there, and now it's going to be used for what it was designed to be used for, to steal patent secrets, to spy on people, to control drug flow, to cut out any competition to the CIA of anybody dealing cocaine or heroin that isn't paying them off. But no, they don't have the personnel to track and trace your phone calls, your emails, your letters, your faxes, even with keyword software and listening systems. But they're announcing it to scare you, to cause the chilling effect. And now people are saying, I'm not going to speak out. Man, they're watching us. Isn't that the evidence of tyranny? Where's your Fourth Amendment? You go, well, things changed on 9-1-1. Things changed. Yeah, the border's more open than ever, and we're all being enslaved, and the globalists, the evidence documents, carried out the attacks and are going to carry more attacks out to legitimize everything they're doing. So this is what we're facing. This is the facts. This is the reality. Right now, we're looking at. I'm going to come back and I'm going to read more of U.S. Develops Urban Surveillance System, and then they go on to admit that it's for face scanners, cameras, scanners of cars, cashless societies, ID cards, RFID chips, which they're going to make the Iraqis all wear now. And it's all happening right here. But see, when they get in trouble now to get funding, oh, it's for overseas. When Congress knows this is already set up here domestically. It's a big deal. What do you think about it? This latest spin. And on Monday, it was Project Callan. It's the TIPS program. Same system, same program. But see, now we've been conditioned. We won't get upset about Talon. We got upset about Tips, and, well, they canceled that. Oh, they just changed the name. So now, are we going to get upset about it? Are we going to get involved? We should. Of course, there's Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh to pacify us and lie to us. We'll be right back.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now. Ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclay Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it'll keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-348-4100. That's 1-800-348-4100. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. So let me put it in a nutshell briefly, instead of that long rambling rant I just did. DARPA has set up in their own words, a military occupational government system in the United States has funded it, has put it in place right here in Austin where I live 5 years ago. Face scanning cameras on every major street corner, now in the middle of neighborhoods, on 100-foot poles rotating around, watching everyone, microphones hanging out of trees, on telephone poles, in parking lots, a huge FEMA command center. This is everywhere. They've got a FEMA holding center with bolts and chains in the floors. They've got troops out there. I mean, this is just where I live. And it's in your town, don't worry. And now they announce it to the world, oh yeah, we're going to use this in countries we occupy. So we know everything everybody does. That's how serious things have gotten. And I know this is scary. The U.S. develops urban surveillance system. And it goes on to say, according to interviews and contracting documents, the software may also provide instant alerts for detailing a vehicle with a license plate on a watch list or search months of records located to compare vehicles spotted near terrorist activities. The project's centerpiece is groundbreaking computer software. It's capable of automatically identifying vehicles by size, color, shape, and license tag, or drivers and passengers by faces. Oh, it's groundbreaking, yeah. DARPA, again, 5 years ago, had the microphones, the face scanners going in all over the country. The project is being overseen by the Defense Agency Research Project Agency, which is helping the Pentagon develop new technologies for combating terrorism and fighting wars in the 21st century. Other projects include developing software that scans databases of everyday transactions. Now, that's the CAPS-2 system. Now, to get a plane ticket, your health records, your financial records, everything. And if you've got bad credit, you may not be able to fly. See, and I've got Reg on tape, on C-SPAN, the head of Homeland Security, saying we're going to have four levels of security clearance to have everyday jobs. You're going to have a card to have a job and won't be able to go certain places. And if you've got bad credit or ever even had a misdemeanor conviction, you'll have nighttime curfews. But that's okay for the good citizens. They'll have their card until they don't pay their taxes properly or something. Folks, this is so horrible. This is right out of The Running Man. I mean, it makes me want to start just giggling insanely. I mean, this is so over the top. This is so evil. They're putting in dozens of the airports, the stuff where you walk through and you're naked, gives them, right down to every detail. Five airports have put NASA brain scanners in. Source on that, AP. They now pull you out of the line and go, the brain scanner shows you're agitated. Are you a terrorist? I mean, that's actually in the news. Brain scanners? We've already proven that the lie detector test has been a fraud all along, just the old-fashioned thing. Now they've got a brain scanner. So let's say you've got indigestion. You're in a bad mood. You're angry. Your 401k isn't doing too well. You're really angry sitting there at the airport, and men walk over in their black uniforms and their black berets. Have you seen the new outfits? And we need to talk to you, sir. The scanner's picked up some brain activity. I mean, folks, this is worse than Brave New World. This is bonkers. But according to the neocons, there's no Patriot Act 2. Patriot Act 1 didn't take your rights. The lying liberals. No, the lying liberals, Chuck E. Schumer's, Hillary Clinton's, Dianne Feinstein's, Barbara Boxer's, they all voted and helped author the Senate version. How dare you claim you're fighting him when you're with him? You make me sick, you gun-grabbing, missile-trading, supercomputer-handing-over, neocon liar trash, open-border-promoting. You're destroying this country. I am so sick of you, you lying bull. Man, I am sick of these neocons. I am getting madder and madder at these people. They are conning and manipulating the backbone, the bedrock, conservative Christian America. You have been so conned. I am so sick of Sean Hannity and all these liars. Man, I tell you what, I am really, you're not upset about what's happening. These traitors tell you none of this is happening as it's being set up. These traitors. are the ultimate liberals. We'll be right back. Your calls and a bunch of other news. I got some good news, too. 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps Potassium Iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most...
800-481-9858. 800-481-9858. That's 800-481-9858.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to your calls in about 3 minutes. Chuck, Bill, Dan, Jeff, many others. Toll-free number to join us on air, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, and I got a little bit emotional in the last segment. I don't know how we can watch DARPA setting up a militarized slave grid right out of the Running Man and admit it in their own policy report and brag about how they're doing it to us and that they're training the troops to torture us and to confiscate our guns. I got them all on video. I got FEMA. I got troops. I got police. I got them at checkpoints carrying it out against women. I got them caught, folks. I know what they're doing. It's very scary. It makes me so mad. It makes me very angry. And, I don't know what to say anymore. It's so horrible what they're doing. But I do know this. We can stop them. We can back them off. And there is some good news. Look at this headline. Washington Times, pro-life women shift to majority. And the pro-life movement is winning the fight for the hearts and minds of the people. In many states, 70-plus percent of the population is against abortion, but in general, it's about 60%. But that's counting men and women. Generally, most women were for abortion. Now that's shifted to most women being against abortion. I'll get to those numbers later. Also, we'll go to Europe, where in one particular country, Switzerland, half of Swiss deaths dubbed suicide, assisted suicides. So that's coming up. In an article I never got to yesterday that I should have, global war looms. Top U.S. officials discuss expanding terror war to Iran and beyond. That's coming up. Before I go to these loaded phone calls, all the people that are patiently holding there, I really do want to invite everybody to get my book, Descent into Tyranny. It's an excellent book, and it covers what really happened on September 11th and who stands to gain. The book is 230 pages long. It's $12. I've made my films that I really recommend because you can make copies of them. They're like mini printing presses like they had in 1776 and beyond, before that and after that. 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, covers government-sponsored terrorism, the history of it, September 11th, the takeover, Patriot Act, Homeland Security, all the rest of the garbage, the government programs of environmental land grabs, the public documents where they plan to exterminate us, mainstream news, the U.S. government, Australian government plans to kill 80% of us, their public statements. It's an amazing film, very powerful. FEMA saying all Christians are enemies, founding fathers are enemies, homeschoolers, re-education centers, all of this mainstream, in your face, their own documents, FEMA on video. That's just one film, and that's about half of what's in it. Okay, it's an hour, and it's 2 hours and 24 minutes long on VHS, 170 minutes even longer on DVD. So you need to order that. And I got Masters of Terror, Part 2 of Road to Tyranny. It's excellent. Police State 3, Total Enslavement, is the most comprehensive film I've ever made. But I suggest you watch it in three parts. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes long and so jam-packed. It's accelerated information. It's more highbrow than... It's kind of university level, they would say, graduate level. You need to get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. You need to have all these videos. They're $25.95 a piece. If you order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. That's a big discount. And your purchase supports this broadcast. I've got pro-gun, anti-New World Order t-shirts. I've got anti-treason t-shirts. We got bumper stickers, all that stuff at Infowars.com, at PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll-free to order and support the broadcast, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, I said 3 minutes. It's been 5 minutes. Let's go to the calls. I really do want you all to take action and get the videos. 888-253-3139. Chuck in Texas, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, how y'all doing this morning?
I am just, they're out in the open saying they're setting up a military dictatorship.
When I heard you talking about that, I had to call in yesterday on Channel 12 News. I was watching the television, and Angela Verville had a Dr. Eugene Levitoff from Space Key Corporation, who operates out of San Antonio, Texas, and they were saying about how they've got these wonderful facial recognition cameras, you know, that are all the rage. And
now to get into work, you'll have to do it.
Yes.
To start your car, official, you'll have to do it. If you want insurance, you've got to get it. It stops theft. You're against theft. And now DARPA admits the microphone. San Antonio is one of the worst. You're totally gridded there. They've got the barcode readers on the telephone poles. They've got the face scanners. They've got the license plate scanners. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've seen the cameras on the red lights, and I had checked with transit and traffic people. They said they weren't hooked up yet. But I said, well, you have the cameras up. Obviously, they'll get you hooked up soon, you know.
Well, that's not true.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
I've read the articles out of the San Antonio Express News years ago. Those cameras are all hooked into the face-it technology, the face scanner technology. They're liars.
Well, I was talking to before I called in. I called this Space Key Corporation, and she says, "Well, we mainly just sell to folks that have private businesses, you know, to where you would only let in employees, and so no one can punch out."
Yeah, I'm aware of the corporation. It's a government front. That's why I said for employees. Yeah.
Sure, and but I'm sure they'd turn down a $1 million government contract. You know. They would only
Well, sir, them. I mean, it's publicly announced a couple of years ago, the San Antonio Police Department and your Department of Transportation in the state of Texas bought the face-it technology. Texas rents it for about $5 million a year. San Antonio's paying $400,000 a year for it. They're hooking it into all the cameras.
Yeah, with the, I know when they first came out.
How do I remember all this stuff?
It is horrible, isn't it? Having to remember all these things?
Yeah, it is horrible when you've got almost a photographic memory.
And no one else out there really knows what you're talking about. They think you're out of your mind. You show them the articles, and they say, when you show them the articles out of the paper, they just look and shake their heads and go, well, I'm sure it's for good reason, you know. And don't you want to be safer?
Yeah, I sure wish they'd stick them on the border.
Sure wish they'd
do something about that. Look. Type in Patriot Act compliance in a search engine, and you'll find out what it's being used for, and you'll find out what liars the neocons are.
Oh, I understand.
All your banking, your transactions, everything you do, your credit card records, all these corporations are already, quote, complying and uploading this to the government. Your Safeway cards, your grocery store discount cards, before 911, it's all going to the government. RFID tracker chips going in most of the products. Just total bedlam, I've got DARPA here saying this is to enslave and track an entire population, okay? They're quote, going to put this in occupied Iraq. Yeah, occupied countries have troops on the streets and face scanning cameras, and it's been set up here.
You remember when Colin Powell was in Russia, and I forget who he was talking to, someone in their State Department, I guess.
No, he was talking to the head of the FSB.
Oh, yeah, and
Federal Security Bureau.
Yeah, he said if y'all just had Social Security cards up there, you'd be able to track your citizens better.
Yeah, you'd have an internal passport.
Exactly.
And the Russians said, we've tried to reinstate that. Our people refuse. They say it's the mark of the beast.
Well, they might be a little smarter in Russia. Who knows?
Well, they've seen it I guess, you know, we've been a bunch of idiots here who had it good and flushed it all down the toilet now. And all the bug-eyed, mindless yuppies with their big plastic American flags are going to find out.
This is true. It just scares me every time I talk to somebody that thinks they're a conservative and they're for all these things.
Oh, you know? Yeah, Bush is good. Like, look, I've been on shows, dozens of them now, and people will call in and say, you're a liar, Bush is a conservative. And I'll say, he's signing the assault weapons ban, an added ban on all semi-automatic shotguns, a shutdown of gun shows, National Ballistics Database, which is gun registration. And they'll say, you're a liar. And the host will go, well, actually, we covered that last week. And the guy goes, well, so what then? I'm for it. I'm for gun control.
Sure.
I'm a liberal because I'm against gun control. I mean, this is how insane it's gotten.
If their fathers could only hear them.
I mean, this is insane. I've got liberals so mind-controlled, they don't even know they're liberals. And the word liberal doesn't even apply, but that's the term they call themselves if they could just look in the mirror.
Well, a lot of this stuff, I remember back in the 70s, it was America, love it or leave it, and they were using the same type of head games that they're using today.
Oh, yeah, that song, love it or leave it. No. Oh, I guess the Founding Fathers then, love what the British are doing to you or leave it. I mean, what does that mean? This is America. I love America. I don't love what they're doing to it. They should leave and go to Russia or China. Thanks for the call, Chuck.
Thank you, Alex.
For those that just joined us, look, DARPA is describing a control grid to dominate and control citizens, cashless society, ID cards, face scanning cameras, license plate scanners, everywhere. And it's the exact system they funded and put in here. They want it for Iraq and Syria and all these countries that are about to be enslaved. And they say it's for here in America, too. See? DARPA put the cameras in. DARPA put the microphones in right here in Austin. 5 years ago, has nothing to do with 911. That was their excuse for the rollout. Bill in North Carolina. Bill, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I haven't talked to you in a while, man. You doing okay?
Well, I don't know. The country isn't doing very well.
Well, as long as we're doing okay, maybe we can do something about the country, right?
Exactly.
Hey, I wanted to give you more bad news about Walmart. Have you heard the story that came out today on Walmart about the gay rights?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I just thought it was very interesting in that they were saying here their vice president for communications, Mona Williams, told the Times that the most important factor was a letter to senior management from several gay employees. Apparently, there was a gay rights. What was the name of this? Let's see here. The Pride Foundation, a Seattle gay rights organization, they invested in Walmart to get this policy changed. And they were saying here that this Mona Williams was saying, we want all of our associates to feel they are valued and treated with respect. No exceptions.
Well, let me just stop you.
Yeah.
Why should anybody be talking about sex, period, at their job?
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. I used to work for Walmart, okay? And I was fired from Walmart. Are you ready for the reason that I was fired from Walmart?
Why was that, Bill?
Because a customer said that she didn't like the way I looked at her. And I was given no recourse, no opportunity to, quote, correct my
behavior.
And
you won't have a choice. You'll either be working in one of the prisons where Walmart gets its goods. They're not just getting them from overseas now in the slave camps that they own personally. Either you'll be in one of their camps or you'll be working for them because there won't be any other retail stores.
Yeah.
There are only 33% of total retail sales.
Yeah, I just think it's quite interesting, though, that they're going to give all these extra rights to the gays. But what about the heterosexuals? What about heterosexual rights?
Well, there's no such thing, and you know that.
The
stated plan of UNESCO that Bush just signed on to is to destroy the family unit. It is called a disease to end the family. Public statement, the manual put out by UNESCO for its diplomats.
Yeah, well, just to put in a plug for the competition on this. Let's all shop at Target or somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Target gives money to anti-gun. They're New World Order too.
Yeah, well, but what are we going to do?
They're putting the RFIDs in. Well, just start shopping at the mom and pop, even if you pay $2 more for a $20 item. Well, thanks for the call.
That's true. I do that frequently. Thank you.
Absolutely. And what I do is that Walmart doesn't just buy its goods. It also owns at least 700 slave camps, according to Amnesty International and others. So even if you have to buy from Pakistan or Germany or Turkey or Bangladesh or Mexico, that is better than buying something made in China. You know, I spent a couple minutes looking in 20, 30 different combs and brushes for the Made in America. And I did find one. What's the brand name? Ace. So if we all search, and it's there, and you can't buy American, buy something other than China. And some money does come back to us from Mexico. I mean, hardly anything. It's more like, you know, it's like 20 to 1 from the statistics I've seen, or more than 20 to 1, but that's still better than we have with China. I mean, our trade deficit with Mexico is $30 billion. It's like 150-something billion now a year with China. I think it's $180 billion. I forget. Those numbers get mixed together. But, I mean, this is out of control. Okay, thanks for the call, Bill. Let's talk to Dan in Illinois. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, sir.
I don't know. I came in a little bit late. Did you read about what Bush said in Reuters? Bring them on.
He said, bring it on. He doesn't care if our troops are getting killed. He stuck his chest out, bugged his eyes out. I got a photo of him saying it in the press conference. He said, bring it on. Yeah, bring the depleted uranium onto our troops as they are now, the Army's own former head scientist saying it's killing them. Bring it on. Who cares about the troops?
What's the most absurd statement? He's acting like his life is at stake the way he says it.
They got a new movie coming out produced by Lionel Chetwin, the head of the media takeover for Bush, the guy that threatened me in Hollywood on the set in front of witnesses. He admitted in front of witnesses that he just threatened me. He's made a made-for-TV movie where Bush has to be physically restrained by people in Air Force One as he goes, take me there. I want to fist fight Bin Laden. I mean, how stupid.
Right.
Where he, like, goes into a rage of love of America. Give me a break.
Right. I love it. He puts other people at risk with his big mouth.
Guy had long hair, wore flip-flops, wore patchouli, wafting marijuana smoke and scotch liquor breath and other things. This is admitted. Showed up for a few months and disappeared in the last year from his at the Air Force. I mean, I've seen photos. The guy was like a beatnik or something. Some little dirty Kenny Buckport, Maine blue blood running around with his dirty flip-flops, and this is our big tough guy. Bring it on.
One more thing, Al. I think you agree that, you know, the whole plan is like to turn us into a third-world country. I guess we won't, you know, third-world countries doesn't need a lot of airlines, do they?
No, a third-world country's just got big armored compounds, luxury compounds, and hover drones flying around, and us all in the dirty cities going, yeah, thank you, government. Oh, yes, more government jobs, handouts, help us. Oh, thank you.
I mean, isn't this kind of like you can see the long run that these airlines can never survive? It's like a plot to totally destroy them. You're going to keep it harder.
And then if and when terrorists hit the buses, then the troops are on that, the trains. They've said it. Troops will be everywhere. You'll have to have an ID card to have a job, nighttime curfews. Doesn't it sound like freedom to you?
It's going to be an airline pretty soon. That's what I'm saying.
But, Dan?
Yes.
Don't worry. The border's going to stay wide open. Doesn't that sound good to you? We're going to accept all these fake IDs from illegals. Doesn't that sound good?
That'll be wonderful.
But don't worry. DARPA's going to watch you and your family. No more Fourth Amendment.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate stations, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, and viable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Yeah, early in the next hour, I'll dig this Reuters article out with Bush's press conference where he said, bring it on. Just, you know, real funny that our troops are getting killed and they're huffing DU and, well, sarin and VX in the first Gulf War, and they never got treatment. Later came out, yes, they were hit, and the government knew it all along, but... And now it's come out they sprayed the troops in the 60s and 70s with deadly chemicals and biologicals and radiologicals. I could care less. Just thousands and thousands of them sprayed. Hundreds of tests on ships. But that's okay. You support the troops by not caring about them, by being a mindless huskhead who doesn't have any information, that thinks handing your guns in is conservative. Let's talk to Jeff in Missouri. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead. Yes, Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I live about... Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, okay. Right here.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, the DARPA face recognition camera software wound up going into our main intersection up here in Sedalia, about a town of about 19,000 a couple of weeks ago. And this is only a town of 19 to 20,000, so I imagine if people look out, it's going in everywhere.
But, well, DARPA says it's for occupied countries, and they've put the grid in here, and they're... advertising the grid they put in here for all other occupied countries. I mean, I have their official report on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now.
You got any suggestions on how to fight this at a local level?
Yeah, you take this AP article, you take the DARPA report, you read the 40-page report in their own words, you take it to the city council, and you say, I don't care if you got $50,000 or whatever your town got, but for a town that size is probably how much they got, because that's how much they rent it to small towns. And you say, you take that out now, this is what it's for, and if you have to, you make 10,000 copies at Kinko's, you and 10 people get together and put the money in to do it, you print up a one sheet explaining what it is, you put the AP article with it, you print up 10,000 of them, you knock on doors, you hand them out, you have a rally, you remove the city council if need be, and you take those dirty cameras down. It takes local action. People can forget dealing with the president or the federal level.
Hmm. All righty.
Just like the move to stand up against the Patriot Act, my resolution that's now been passed by some cities and towns talks about the control grid, the DARPA system, the NORTHCOM, military martial law jurisdiction. This is their own statements. You take that and you get it passed and you take over your town. This is life or death, people. We're under military attack. They're setting up the control grid. They're saying it is. Folks, they're not even hiding this. How long has DARPA said it's to watch all citizens? How long have they said this? They're doing it right now. Anything else, Jeff?
No, that's about it. I wish you I wish you Godspeed, Alex, and take care of yourself.
Absolutely. You know, it's up to listeners of this show.
Yep.
You want to take control of your cities, you can do it. Thanks, Jeff. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Spencer in Ohio. Spencer, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. You know, I've heard a lot about Operation Northwoods, thanks to you and your website. But what my question is, was that one of three operations vetoed by JFK, along with Operation Zapata and Operation Trinidad?
Yes, he did veto those. He also vetoed Zebra Rifle Team. I need to get the experts on about that. But, yeah, he did. When he found out the U.S. government, he was a hawk, remember? Increased defense spending, was all for invading Vietnam. But when he found out that they wanted to kill American citizens and blame it on foreign enemies, Kennedy said, no, I will not kill citizens and blame it on enemies. So they said, okay, well, we'll just deal with you in Dealey Plaza then, won't we?
Yeah, and on September 4th, 1964, the New York Times reported George Bush is chairman of Zapata Oil. The Zapata plan is obviously still in effect. I mean, how does that tie into the Seven Sisters oil cartel? And H.L. Hunt and Jack Ruby started Lifeline.
Well, Jack Ruby was a nice mafia man, and he sure dealt with the patsy. Oswald being let out, I'm a patsy, I'm a patsy. I work for the government. Got rid of that problem.
It's all part of the freedom. All part of the love.
We'll be right back with the second hour. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed...